AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Iran, the U.S., and Israel say they've reached a two-week ceasefire in the war that swept across the Middle East. But there are questions that still remain. AP correspondent John Gambrell reports from Dubai.
Top of mind is the Strait of Hormuz, the narrow mouth of the Persian Gulf through which 20% of crude oil and natural gas passes in peacetime. Iran insists that its military is still going to control access through the strait. And we've heard from one diplomat that says Iran and Oman, whose territorial waters form the strait, would still be collecting fees from passing ships. This is a big departure from what it had been before. The world largely considers the strait an international waterway that should be free for all. Meanwhile, we're seeing discrepancies from Iran in its language about the 10 points it's put forward on ending the war. In its Farsi language version, it included that it wanted to continue to enrich uranium. That's something that U.S. President Donald Trump has said is a non-starter. Trump fears that Iran's nuclear program could allow Tehran to potentially develop a nuclear weapon should it choose to do so.
Pakistan's Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif confirmed today that Iran will attend talks with the U.S. on Friday in Islamabad. It's not clear who would represent Tehran at the negotiations. Meanwhile, U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance is calling the ceasefire agreement a fragile truce, but offered no details.
If the Iranians are willing, in good faith, to work with us, I think we can make an agreement. If they're going to lie, if they're going to cheat, if they're going to try to prevent even the fragile truce that we've set up from taking place, then they're not going to be happy.
Vance was speaking at an event in Hungary and said the deal that the U.S. struck with Iran was being misrepresented within Iran. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. Democratic-backed candidate Chris Taylor has won election to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, growing the liberal majority. A controversial former NFL quarterback is releasing a new book a decade after famously taking a knee.
Colin Kaepernick will publish his life story, a memoir titled The Perilous Fight, on September 15th. The former San Francisco 49ers quarterback and activist completed the memoir almost 10 years after he first knelt during the national anthem. His protests against police violence and racial inequality sparked both support and criticism. Kaepernick, who hasn't played in the NFL since 2016, aims to provide context for his actions. He describes his journey from a black kid navigating identity to an athlete realizing the game was bigger than football. Legacy Lit describes the book as part memoir, part manifesto. I'm Geffen Coolball.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.